Blood Runs Thicker by Sarah Hawkswood. Read by Matt Addis. Chapter 1. Harvest Time, 11:44.
Cease your whining, woman!
Osmond de Lench snarled at his wife, pushed her roughly from him, and strode out into the sunshine, which was at such odds with his mood. It had been a bad morning, and his temper had long since frayed. Nobody did what he told them. Everyone failed him. He yelled for his horse and berated the man who brought it in a hurry for not having it ready. The groom cringed, expecting a blow, which he promptly received. It was one of those days. The man knew that he would have been chastised just the same had he been walking the Lord Osborne's horse up and down, since he would have been accused of daring to assume his lord would ride, even though he did so every day at the same hour before noon. He held the stirrup, studiously looking down at the dusty toe of the leather boot, which enabled him to step back smartly and avoid the half-hearted kick aimed at him. Osborne pulled his horse's head to the right and cantered away with imprecations upon his lips and the dry earth rising in little clouds behind him.
There are days, too many of them, when you would wish the Lord Bishop of Worcester or the Lord Sheriff.